welcome to the DS London podcast. I'm your host, or co-host, really, because there's only two of us. Lee Moore, a.k.a. Chibi Hobo.
And I am Jolie, this way up. Thank you.
Anytime.
That's okay, I'm here to help.
We're actually going completely Nintendo today, so sit back and enjoy the show. So our first bit of news is Capcom had their Gamer Day, where they announced a load of new games. Among them is Phoenix Wright 3, Trials and Tribulations. Now, all the Phoenix Wright games originally came out in Japan on the Game Boy Advance, so they're all being ported over into English, basically. But still, yay, Phoenix Wright 3.
Let me get this right. There used to be 4 on the Game Boy Advance.
No, 3 on the Game Boy Advance. So the last Game Boy Advance one. The next one, Gokuten Saiban 4, is just been released in Japan and sold a bucket load on its first day.
Yay! So that goes to prove
that everyone's really psyched for it. But actually, the remake of number 2, which was released in Japan, sold very little. So that's quite weird. I think everyone was looking forward to 4 and didn't really want to replay 2 again. Because there was no extra cases or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, being the Japanese, what it should have done is release an extra collectible card with the DS version, and then they will sell 1 million copies. 1 million copies, but no, they just didn't bother. You know what, they should hire me. Nintendo, if you listen to this, hire me. Sort you right out. Sorry, it's Capcom.
Capcom, yeah.
The old games company.
Also, they announced Mega Man ZX Advent for the DS. Now, I really haven't been keeping up with the Mega Man games. All I know that is that there was an original Mega Man, then there was a second Mega Man, then there was a third Mega Man, then there was some card games, and now there's this, and then I'm completely confused. So,
I just interrupt you? The first, second, and the third, and the fourth. And let me guess, was there a fifth one as well?
Possibly. There's different generations of Mega Man, and it's quite cool how they jump generations, kind of like Zelda, I guess. And there's a different link in each one.
Yeah, I must admit, I did like Game Boy. I used to have, right, boys, this is how old I am. I've got the original Game Boy with two of the original Mega Man released on the Game Boy.
But apparently it's still about finding the boss, killing the boss, and getting his powers.
Yeah, that's right. I used to love the Scissor Man attack. That was cool. Oh, yeah.
On the Wii side of things, they announced Resident Evil 4 for Wii, which is basically going to be a remake of the Resident Evil 4, which they must have spent a buttload of money creating for the GameCube, and then didn't get many sales back, so they're going to port it to Wii, add the pointer and, you know, other motion sensing functionality. So there's parts in it where the villagers try and run you over with rocks, so you just shake the Wii remote to run away from the rocks and stuff like that.
Oh, that sounds like a little game in Monkey Boarding where you just, with your nunchuck and remote, you just move up and down in synchronous, and you run on the thing. It's so cool! But yeah, Resident Evil, a very scary girl, very dark, very atmospheric. Won't like it. But anyway,
have you not got Resident Evil 4 yet?
I just can't stand any of the Resident Evils. I just can't understand.
Joe. Resident Evil 4 is nothing like the rest of them, honestly. Okay. Buy it. It is the best game of the last generation, honestly.
Really?
Really.
Hmm.
Wait, no. People aren't saying this because I didn't like Resident Evil that much either. I liked Zero because of its graphics, basically. It was a really pretty game, but anyway. But this is fully 3D. It's, you know, you can run for Christ's sake, and you can aim perfectly. So if someone's coming towards you holding a piece of dynamite, you can shoot him in the arm and he'll go back. You can shoot and he'll drop the dynamite and it'll land at his feet and then explode. You can shoot the dynamite, it'll just blow up in his hands. You can shoot his legs and he'll fall to the ground and then blow up with the dynamite. You've got so many options. Or you can just shoot him in his head and kill him. And then
You can try and convince me about Resident Evil, but the only zombie game I'll ever love is Zombie Ate My Neighbors on the SNES. Period.
Okay. I think that's enough of that.
Yeah, okay.
Also on the Wii front, since we're there, the internet channel from Opera was finalised lately. So you can download that. The process to download it is you have to update your console, then you have to go into the Wii Shop channel, then you have to download the Opera browser, which actually does take quite a bit of time because it needs to update, and also, I don't know, maybe my internet was crapping out, but do you know anything about the Wii download page from the Shop channel?
I tried to download it today, but do you need points to download the final version?
No, you don't.
Ah, okay then. I screwed up then. Because I was really trying to figure out how you download it, and I thought I needed points. Okay. Obviously, Only, I'm just being stupid.
Only from June. If you do not update your Wii internet channel from June, you will have to pay 500 points for it.
Hey, what? You what? But in that case, I better bloody get download it soon.
Yeah, sooner rather than later, to be honest. So it's free for anyone up till June.
Okay, I'm happy about that. So listen, kids, get your browser soon.
Yeah, when you're downloading things off the Wii channel, basically you get Mario running along and you get free blocks. Basically, every time you do, I think it's 40%, he hits a block. Or I think it might be 30%. Every time he hits a block. But every time he collects a coin, it's 1% of the download collected. So if the coins are coming to you slowly, it means that either your download speed is slow or the fact that you're downloading something big. So
just to clarify, just for those people who've got no idea what we're talking about, rather than to have a plain old download status bar like you get on everything else, you have Mario running along, hitting blocks, collecting coins.
Exactly.
Isn't that cool? And it makes you really happy to hand over your points as well.
When you finally downloaded it all, he hits the final block and keeps on hitting it. Like, it's one of those blocks that has more than one coin coming out of it. It's quite fun. Yeah. Also, there's loads of different types of Mario that are more rare or less rare. Like, you just get normal Mario, you'll get small Mario, you'll get Luigi, you'll get mini Luigi, you'll get fire Mario. And then you can also, actually, if you're really, really lucky, you can get the Mario and Luigi swimming.
Lee? You're such a fanboy.
I know, sorry.
We're in the right place.
Exactly. So what news do you have for me, Joe?
Well, actually, I'll tell you what. I'm really quite happy to say, boys and girls, listen to this podcast, because chances are you're part of the DS life generation. The DS has hit over 40 million sales internationally. I mean, that's quite surprising. Over 2.5 years. That's like the population of a small country. Jeez.
Yeah, not probably about the same population as Spain, I believe.
Yeah. Is that right? The whole of Spain.
Jeez, we're gonna have to Wikipedia this, aren't we?
Yeah. You know what? I was tempted actually to think, okay, do a quick search on populations less than 40 million around the world.
So, if the DS has sold 40 million copies, it is about the same that is about the same as saying everyone in Spain has a DS, because the population of Spain is 40,397,842 at July 2006. So there might be, you know, give or take a few thousand. But anyway.
Yeah, it's about time. I think at some point we're going to say something Spanish. Paella!
I don't like paella, but I've got a bottle of sangria in my bedroom that I had for about 3 years, but never opened.
Well, don't worry.
People give me alcohol and I never drink it. That's the thing.
Well, hey, friend, you know, I'm here to help in those situations where you do need to get rid of your alcohol.
Cheers,
I'm sure
Joe.
Me and Min can oblige some way.
Okay. And
Bit of news. Yes, the second bit of news, Guitar Heroes is coming to the DS.
Woo!
Hey, everybody's happy. First off, it's coming to the Wii, and then followed by the DS sometime next year, or end of the year. I don't know. Probably next year.
That'd be wicked. I just wonder how they're going to do it, or whether they're going to make some kind of add-on. It'd be really cool if you had like a kind of portable guitar with like the dual screen coming up, and you kind of had it on the bus, you know, playing, your headphones that plug in, and you kind of look down and you can see all the chords and what you're supposed to be playing.
Yeah.
Like the dual screen comes up, so you like slot into the bottom and it lock into place. Had the top screen coming up, and you just look down and just play it like that.
Or even better, you have it plays with your Wii controller and your DS at the same time. Although
I'd like to see that the Wii controller plugs in, so that A, it's wireless, and B, when it uses the Wii's tilting functionality to get the power to activate.
Okay. Well, whatever it does, I'm sure it'd be damn good.
Yeah.
Could this be a Elite Beat Agents coin, Dan? Beater.
Oh, speaking of them, Dan, we finally got a firm release date for Morio Naketsu Rhythm Tamashi Astakate Undan 2 is finally coming out on May 17th for Nintendo DS. I am a big, 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 big Astakate Undan fan. Even though I cannot pronounce a single word in its title, I really think it's some of the best games for DS. So I would definitely recommend porting that, because it will not come out in this country ever, in any shape or form.
In that case, I have to interject with Sugoi, with big, bleary eyes.
Also, for all you import freaks, you might want to check out some little tiny game that I think Nintendo's making. It's called, I think, Pokemon Diamond, and there's Pokemon Pearl. I've never heard of it before, but it's coming out on the 22nd of March.
We so need Rich and Joe in this podcast right now.
Yeah, they're big Pokemon fans, and so am I. This is the one with on the DS with Wi-Fi connection, so you can play and trade Pokemon all across the world, nice and easily. Which will, you know, quick interjection with some release dates will bring us straight forward to the British release dates. I think we should do
Okay.
this with a British accent.
I say, okay, Johnny good.
Johnny
What do you
good.
have released in the next couple of months, old boy?
Oh, well, I thought we'd just go with the next Friday, and when we get Diddy Kong Racing.
Diddy Kong Racing,
Many
Johnny
people
good,
remember
I'll
this
take.
game from the N64, where it was a
Oh.
combination of Mario Kart and Mario 64.
You know what? I'm gonna take this banana out of my ass now. I'm just gonna speak normally.
Yeah.
It's quite annoying. Right, Diddy Kong Racing. Let me get this right. So Diddy Kong is actually on playing ships, as well as cars racing around.
Hovercrafts and hovercrafts. Don't forget the terrible, terrible hovercrafts. Yeah,
I've
he's
never
on
played it,
all
so is it
three,
good?
and basically you get a kind of a world map, so you drive around and you drive through different doors, which have you get a like golden balloon for beating a race, coming first, and then you can use those to unlock more doors and get bigger doors and change into different cars and stuff like that. So the more you play, the more you unlock basically, and it's kind of like in a kind of Mario 64 type sub world. What's unfortunate is the stuff they've added to the DS. What's great about it is that they've added a track creator where you can make your own tracks and send them to people to race online. What they've added is Nintendo Wi-Fi connection, so you can play up to six people online. May I remind you that Mario Kart only allows you to play four people. So Diddy
Hey.
Kong Racing, one-upmanship, whatever. But what they've added as well is touchscreen functionality to a racing game. So to get a boost start, you have to do circles around, kind of like in Undone and Elite Beat Agents, and then you have to grab hold of it and actually start racing. So I can see a lot of styluses being lost and a lot of people getting really annoyed. They've also, I've read, added some kind of balloon popping mode where you have to pop all these balloons in a certain amount of time. But the thing is that you kind of are on rails, and not only do you have to tap the screen where the balloons are, you can only tap from a certain distance, so you have to be quite close to the balloons. But also, you have to move the screen in which way you're looking. You
Okay,
do
let me
that with
just
a.
get this right. Okay, sorry to interrupt, but I just
That's
can't
cool.
understand what games where you have to play, where you just add this touchscreen functionality as an afterthought. You know, it's not actually really necessary for the game. I mean,
That's why it's
Xbox,
been
what
brought
the hell?
down a lot in many reviews, where they've just kind of said, look, we really enjoy this game, but we're not. We can't see how anyone's supposed to be spinning the stylus, then jumping onto the
Yeah, what the
to
hell? What were they
buttons.
thinking? Using touchscreen, just what the hell are you using a touchscreen? Now that's just, I mean, somebody in the one of the developers must have thought, wait, hey, hang on, should we just like stick traditional way of doing things, just use your dual screen, and maybe use the touchscreen just to select options, not to actually play the bloody game? Because at the end of the day, you either use the touchscreen with one hand or you use the buttons, one of the two. You can't do both at the same
Exactly.
time. It's quite, well, it's annoying.
Exactly, it is annoying, and it's kind of especially annoying when they ask you to jump from one to the other, and you're just all over the place. Anyway, okay. So also out on the 20th of April is Zendoku, which I know from reading the Metro is a Sudoku type thing where you put pictures instead of numbers.
So what do you do? Match up elephants, that ducks
No,
and
not match up elephants. That's like Sudoku, but instead of having like 1 to 9, you have elephant to giraffe, or sumo wrestler to karate guy, or whatever. And anything that's in between, I don't get it either. It just looks kind of cheap. But it's also coming out on PSP as well, so it's nice that they made it for DS.
Right. Yeah, well, I do like Sudoku on the brain training. So this could be, I suppose, the next step.
Or maybe Go Sudoku.
Yeah, I'll probably get that instead.
I think that's 20 quid, and I think that's from Nintendo and nothing but normal 1 to 9 Sudoku.
Well, I still find that, the really hard Sudoku's a bit of a toughie. So
Oh, did you see that game called Sliver Link? It was on Eurogamer a bit ago. It
that
got a
sounds quite
perfect.
porno. Sliver Link.
Anyway, it got a perfect 10.
Oh, what?
It got a
Sliver
perfect
Link?
10. Sliver Link. It's like a budget Japanese puzzle title, and it's kind of a bit odd. You have to draw lines around the whole page. And basically, it got a perfect 10. What can I say?
So what do you actually do in it?
Basically, you get loads of different squares, and each square has a number on it. Each square has a number on it. And depending on that number is how many lines it has on that square.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a box. So if it's got two lines, you have to draw... Two of its squares are filled in, but the other two aren't. Or if it's got...
I tell you what, this reminds me of a cross between Minesweep and, you know, those games where you had to box other players.
Yeah.
And so like you have to draw lines to complete something.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's like, okay, yeah, I get you.
Cool. Let's move on then. On the message boards, there's been a lot of talk about GameCube games because lots of people have been buying Wii's. I mean, you and Punky bought their Wii's, but they've never had a GameCube. So
yep,
you're trying to check out some other people's favourite GameCube games.
Yes, I have, and I actually have been building a collection of two so far.
Two. So what GameCube games did you purchase in the end?
I have got Crazy Taxi, which I absolutely adore, and Smash Brothers Melee.
Oh, what do you think of Melee? Because I love
Good
Melee.
Bloody fun. I just think it's just one of those lovely pick-up games. Hit look, Kirby 20, 30 times over and kick Mario's ass. I just love it. It's just the dream game that I've sort of like always wanted since SNES. SNES days. Oh, it's brilliant.
It's just a really deep fighting game, and lots of people put it off and say it's not that great, but it is just... If you're playing against people who know how to play the game, it's even better, honestly. It's just great. I love just beating everyone with Pikachu.
That's just sick.
I know. Everyone's so serious there. Yeah, I'm Link, I'm Vori, I'm Marsh, I'm Pikachu! I love this.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't actually played it that much. All I've done is just... pick a couple of random characters and just keep beating the hell out of Kirby. I'm like really nasty like that.
And then you focused a little bit on the message boards about your makeup game.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, of course, what I do love about the whole Japanese games industry is these really wacky games that come along. A couple of years ago, I thought fishing games, what the hell? Then I come to realise that, you know what, in a big city like Tokyo, you probably don't get many big rivers. But makeup games.
Yep.
There's a game released in Japan, which is quite successful apparently, all about makeup. You have a face on the touchscreen, then you have your different makeup bags, and you make up a girl. Okay, then it could be just I've been spending a bit too much in Bryson. But what the hell? I don't get it.
Well, girls like to process makeup. What's new about that? They always had those like giant Barbie heads where they have to put the makeup on them.
Yeah, it's just... Okay, then, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just being a bit too cynical.
I'm sure after, like, Nintendogs that lots of girls will fancy trying this out, to be honest.
why not? Why not? That and the fact that... what's the other wacky game I found? I haven't posted it yet. Nope, I haven't. I can't see it.
Was that the witch game?
No, it was just
thank God.
Some other throwback game from the 80s. Oh, can't find it. Yeah, I do like my retro games. I'll find a link again.
Good. I'm glad we're not talking about the witch game.
The witch game. Let me guess, you play a witch.
No, you have to find witches.
You have to find witches.
By using the touchscreen.
Okay.
To touch
that sounds
them.
Pointless.
Girls are usually witches are usually girls, and you have to touch the girls.
Have to touch the girls. Come on, that just sounds wrong. Full stop.
It looks wronger. I'm treating it nicely.
Oh, okay then.
It's like and you can also see like statistics on the girls. Like here's a cheerleader. She's not really into the occult. She finds spiders scary. There's 5% of her actually being a witch. Do you want to touch her anyway? What?
You know, it's I think it was in Endgamer a couple of months ago. I was reading this Wii review about a golf game where it's just half naked women playing golf or something.
Mm-hmm. Like that Korean game.
I don't know. I just looked at it and thought, what?
Pangya. That's it.
Yeah, probably Pangya.
That's it. I can pronounce it today. Right.
Like the first one of the first Dead or Alive game, you know, half naked women with bouncies.
That's Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball. That volleyball game is very extreme.
In what way?
Don't ask. All right, so Joe, what are you playing lately?
So what have I been playing lately? Well, on my DS, I'm still trying to bloody complete Phoenix Wright, the first one.
Still trying to complete it? Why haven't you just checked out an FAQ yet?
Well, it's because, you know, I'm stubborn. I'm just really stubborn. I feel like that I should be able to beat this game without the need for a guide or some other thing to help me. But, you know what? It's pissing me off. I'm being stuck on this one section for the past 2 days.
Is it where you have to kind of... is it the bit with Mars von Karma?
No, I finished building up the jug.
Yeah.
In day two. Now, I've got no idea what I'm supposed to be doing, where am I supposed to be talking to, and what am I supposed to be presenting. What the hell? I'm guessing that I need to do one or two more things before I go to the
courtroom. I think you need to look at the jug again.
I need to look at the jug again. Okay, there must be something in the jug.
Have you looked at the jug before? You've got to examine the jug again now. I think there's some kind of clue on the jug.
Oh, okay then. Well, in that case, right, obviously this is a public podcast, but obviously I did not hear Lise just say that.
Okay.
But I'm going to look in the jug. You know what? That might be a good idea. Okay, and the other thing I've been playing is SSX Blur on the Wii.
How are those Uber moves?
Easy.
Easy? Lots of people are bitching about them.
Lots of people... You know what? I still believe that SSX Blur is one of those truly, I think, momentous games that everybody's going to look back on and think, that's the first game that truly utilized the Wii controller next to Wii Sports, because it's okay, it is difficult at first to control your person snowboarding or skiing down a slope, but after a couple of goes, after say two or three hours, it becomes so natural you probably would not be able to think of any other way to control your border doing crazy tricks, going down a mountain, what have you. And the Uber tricks, I can see some of the more difficult ones are really, really difficult. But it's just good fun doing the easy ones and squeezing as many of the easy ones in into like a 5 second air jump as possible.
That's cool.
That's just me.
So they're your games. At the moment, I'm kind of...
What are you playing, Lee?
Hey, I'm playing a little... my girlfriend was so kind enough to buy Mario March and the Minis, and she really is enjoying it, but now she's bought Mystery Detective, so I've kind of inherited Mario and March of the Minis, so I'm trying to rush through that as quickly as possible.
Ah, the Lemmings type game, right?
It's Lemmings type, and it's really quite nice. It's I'm not sure, but I never read manuals. I've gone to the point where I never read a game manual. She gave me this game, so I'm kind of like, how do I get them to move? Tap, no. I'll draw the way they should walk, and I thought that was really cool how they worked. And I'm like, I can't reach that. Maybe if I just draw up, they jump. Really cool. I think that's really... I really like the touchscreen controls for that. That's really cool. And the puzzles are getting a lot more complex, and I'm really enjoying that. I played the original... Well, not the original. The Game Boy Advance Mario versus Donkey Kong. I thought that was quite nice.
Uh-huh.
That was... you were kind of Mario, and you had to jump on switches and move about the place, and it was just as much, you know, skill with a platforming as it was with puzzles. So it was really nice. It was kind of really aesthetically disgusting, though. It was kind of...
Carol.
Yeah, it was kind of a mix between, like, 3D pre-rendered and 2D sprites. It was kind of like Donkey Kong Country style, but on a Game Boy Advance and looking ugly. But,
So how long have you been playing that, then? DS version,
that is. DS version since Monday. The other game I'm playing on my Wii is a GameCube game, and it's Metroid Prime 2 Echoes. And that is, if you're kind of bored and you want to see how good Wii games can look in the end, get that game, because it's very, very pretty.
It's very, very pretty.
It's very, very pretty, and you kind of think, when the Metroid comes out for Wii, it's going to look even prettier than this one. That'd be nice.
Okay. When is that due to be released, by the way?
Don't ask. It was supposed to be released with the console, so...
Okay, then. They're just waiting to... they're either going to release it... in that case, probably at Christmas time now, I reckon.
I think they've got a real big problem coming up, because they've got Smash Brothers, they've got Sunshine, they've got Metroid.
And they've got Mario World, Planets, or whatever it's called. Galaxy.
I said Sunshine again, didn't I?
Yeah.
Can I do that again? They've got Galaxy, they've got Smash Brothers, and they've got Metroid Prime 3 Corruption, all coming out, what looks like, for the end of the year. And one of them's got to give.
Well, you know what? I reckon they probably release something just before the school holidays are out, and then they probably pull out the bunny out of the rabbit, like Galaxy, towards Christmas time, and Metroid as well.
My reckoning is that they'll probably put Galaxy out around the time of Halo, because there's only one game out of those three that's really going to be as big as Halo, and that's going to be Galaxy. They'll probably put Smash Bros. A bit closer to Christmas, and then in the new year they'll give us Metroid before around the same time that we got WarioWare.
You've heard it first, guys. We got, if our predictions turned out to be true, we truly are the insiders.
Thank you very much. Anyway, so thank you very much for listening to the DS London podcast.
Yes, thanks, guys.
It's been a very, very small episode. We hope you enjoy it, and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Bye. Okay,
till next time. Oh, one more thing before we do go. The next meetup, when is it, Lee?
Of course. It is Thursday, February. We're in April now. Thursday, yes, April 26th. It is at the Ben Crouch.
Mm-hmm. And it starts at 6 o'clock. And just in case you don't know where the Ben Crouch is, it's right between Ox Circus and Tournament Court Road. Go on the website, check it out. It's dsmeetup.org.uk. So, guys, dsmeetup.org.uk. Check it.
See ya.
Check it.